You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Here we are on the Us Weekly podcast. I can't believe they put me on the cover and then they were like, Luann, do you want to have a whole episode of a show? And I said, bring me my guest. And I wanted Teresa Giudice. Hello, darling.
Yes. Oh, my God. Hi, Lou. Oh, my God. How we doing?
This is Real Housewives of Podcasting.
Yeah, we should start that. That's really funny. I mean, like, we all got podcasts.
Love it. Love. What do you say? Love, love, love is in the air.
Love, love, love. No, no love is in the air. Just love, love, love.
Love. L is for the way you look at me.
Oh, I love that song.
It's a good song, yeah. I should add it to my act.
Oh, my God. I love it. Yeah, when's your next show?
Oh, I got shows. I'm going to Australia. Have you heard the news?
No. Wait, where
down
is that?
Let me tell you, I love going down under. I don't know. I mean,
oh,
what
down under. Yeah.
Down under, darling. Yeah, right. I go down. Yeah.
You go down. Oh,
and
my God.
Under.
So wait, what are you going to do? You're just doing a show in Australia?
The Countess Cabaret is coming to the stage in Australia. How do they say it? Oh, nar. Oh, nar.
Oh, nar. I don't know what that is. What is
That's
that?
The accent. You know,
oh my God.
They, good day, mate. That's how they talk down there.
I've never heard. I don't think I've talked to like a person from Australia. I've never talked to them. Yeah.
Oh, they're stunning. It's a beautiful place. I really recommend.
Yeah.
You should come to my show.
I should. Yeah, I'm gonna tell Louie. Like, we're gonna bring the whole family. You know.
You know what? I never realized, Louie. Lou. You got so many Lous.
I got too many to count. I'm like, Lou and Lou. That's going to confuse me now. Wait. So tell me, you were on the cover of, Us Weekly.
She's a cover girl. Have you been on the cover of Us Weekly? That is some real Hollywood shit.
That's really big. How did you do that? You got
really big.
You need to share your PR person with me.
They did great. They really pulled through. I really wanted like a big splash for this tour, you know?
Yes. Well, I'm looking at the cover. You look hot. You look really good.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh, you're sweet. I just had 16 cigarettes that morning.
Amazing.
I had a glass of whiskey and I did a lot of moisturizer.
Yeah. And what are you got a fork or something and you're eating something. What are you
eating? No, you know what I'm eating? Guido on a shelf.
I love that. Oh my God, love, love, love. Wait, listen, eat all the men. Eat them. Yum, yum, yum.
Right? Who needs them? Let's eat them.
Yeah, so it says she's a man eater. How the Countess
She's a man eater. Make it work for me. Make it sweat for me. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. That's how you got to do it. Your love of men and then the cabaret into post housewife success. All right. So tell me about, your men. Like this says here, you got your sex drive. Tell me about that.
I've always had a sex drive. I've never not had a sex drive. I've really, you know, Sonia calls it just the little engine that could. I mean, I could go, you know, watch out F1. Okay. I could drive that car, honey, into the wind. Oh, do I have a sex drive? Yeah. What can I say? Men love me. I love men. You know, I sing about it a lot on stage, you know, about sex and love. I'm very open about my life. You know, obviously you are too, right?
I mean, I mean, you know, I don't even mean to be, but that, you know, when you just, it happens when you're on, you know, reality that you just share stuff.
Yeah, the cameras roll, you just let loose.
Yeah, exactly. So
a lot of these new girls aren't doing that.
Yeah.
New casts, they're private, too private.
I know. I think it's because we did so much and they're seeing what happened with us. And it's a lot, you know? So like what would you say? Do you remember when you you lost the, I call it the V card, you know?
Oh, my virginity.
Yeah. Or like, what was your first, like, you know, sexy, sexy time?
Very late in the game. I was 18 at the prom, like, very American Pie.
Oh my God, yes.
Even Louis Vuitton makes mistakes.
Oh my God. Another Louis,
But it was, it was, you know, it was the love of my life at the time, my prom date, and he just said, put your legs up, and I said, my dress is too tight, so I took it off, and here we are, you know.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, that's a funny story. I hope none of my daughter, I don't ask them that type of stuff. All right, well, listen.
Your daughters, I'm sure, they're grown now. I'm sure they've had lovers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, G's got a great boyfriend. She's been dating him for a while.
You
and
like him?
Yeah, I do. I do. He's really nice. He's Italian. He comes over for dinner all the time. So we're very close.
You know, the French are bigger than the Italians down there.
What do you mean? Like down, like
downtown.
Oh,
downtown.
My God.
Downtown. Their little, you know, the downtown clown is a little bigger in France versus Italy, you know, just a little hot tip.
Yeah, the baguette is bigger than the sausage.
Baguette. Yeah. The baguette is bigger than the bombolone, yeah.
Right, yes, you know what I'm saying? Wait a minute, all right, so you love, okay, so you love French men over Italian, but what why do you love?
C'est la vie.
Yeah, listen, No, I love Louis, but if I didn't, you know, want to make babies, I don't think I would, like, need a man, you know? So what? Why do you like the men so much? Like, what is it?
Darling, I love when a man adores me. I love, you know, I just love a...
Yeah.
I've never had any issues with men. A lot of people are like, oh, take down the men. And I'm like, feed me more. Yeah. Feed them to me. But I think it's just, you know, guys, you know, they need, they're like, dogs, they need love. They need to be loved. They need to be fed. They need to be nurtured. I can do all of that. You know, I make eggs a la française, and then a man just kind of wants to do me. I mean, it's really no brainer.
Yeah, you know, they're not very, like, you know, they don't need much. They just need, like, love, 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 and care.
Food, yeah.
Yeah.
Cooking is very sexy. Cooking.
Oh, you love to cook for them?
I make eggs a la française with nothing on. Yeah. I go naked.
You go naked?
Oh, yeah. You don't cook dinner naked?
I mean, sometimes. Yeah, well, Louis and I, well, we have, like, I'll wear an apron and then nothing else.
Oh, yeah. That is
I'll wear
sexy.
A little chef hat, you know, something like that. Yeah.
I love. That is really sexy.
Yeah, something, you know, you got to keep it spicy.
Yeah, you got to be cool. Don't be all uncool.
Yeah. Now, how many times have you been married?
A couple. A couple.
Me too. Yeah.
You know?
Twice for me.
Yeah. Twice. Almost the first guy, I almost was married once. I.
Oh, my God. What happened?
I had a fiance. And let me tell you, I was a nurse. You know, I've lived 9 lives, Teresa. Right. I've lived them all.
You did so much.
It's really interesting because I came home from the hospital one night after working a tiring shift. And I saw my fiance and he was propped up on a elf on a shelf and he was getting a blowjob from a drag queen.
Oh, my God. Stop it. No. Yeah.
Beautiful drag. Beautiful drag. Actually, no, it wasn't a beautiful drag queen. I'm thinking of my other friend.
Wait a minute.
I love the drag community because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That drag queen saved me from years of disappointment in a marriage, from a divorce.
Wow.
Really, from a divorce.
You're walking in and you see this.
I saw it with my two eyes on their butt cheeks. Oh, my God. Let me tell you.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. So what did you do?
Traumatizing. And I've seen Sonia, you know, keeled over a toilet and it tipped out. I mean.
And you've seen it all.
I've seen it all. I really thought I should write a song about this. This spoke to me, you know. That's how I heal.
You should write a song.
Do you think it should be fast or slow or
like, you know, like a good beat? Like, you know, what's it gonna say? What song? What is it?
Like, I love drag. Drag doesn't take me down. Drag saved my life. Drag saved my life. Drag saved my life. And I'm coming home with a drag queen.
Wait, that had a really good beat. Drag, save my
save
life.
Save my life. Drag, save my life. Life. That drag queen saved my life. I hope they got a better wig.
Yeah. So have you talked? So after that, you left and, you know, you didn't get
I said,
married.
See ya. Goodbye. Absolutely not.
Yeah. No, sometimes you can't trust people. You know, like I have a hard time trusting. So, yeah. Yeah. So would you ever go back on to be a housewife, like back on the show?
Oh, sure. Wouldn't you?
You know what? I never say never.
Are you still on? I lost track.
No. Yeah. So I'm not on it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Still.
It's but, nice to take a break, but it's always nice to come back, you know.
You could always do a
different show, like Crappy Lake. You could do another spinoff show.
Yes. Yeah. I was just on Special Forces with my daughter Gia on Fox.
Oh, I heard that. That's the rough and tough show.
Yeah, so we was in Morocco, and it was like this, you know, it was scary, right? I had to go underwater. I hated it. And it's really tough. But I left, and Gia actually won the show. Like, she was the winner.
Oh, congratulations, Gia.
Yeah, thank you. Like, I'm so proud of her. She's, like, my strongest daughter. And, yeah, and she won with Shawn Johnson, the Olympic girl.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, reality stars, we can do it all.
We do everything, you know?
We are the special forces.
Yeah.
That's what I say. That would be a good song. I could write one for Gia.
Right. Yeah, dude, special. She's
we
like,
are the special forces of television.
Television.
We are the special forces. Give me a push up. Give me a push up. Oh, give me a push up. I'm a special force.
Yeah. Listen, you
I should get in the studio.
You're feeling like something. You're feeling of like the fire is in you.
I gotta tell you, when the creativity hits, you gotta run with it. You really do.
Yeah.
You really do, darling.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a new business opportunity.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, it's still in the works, so I can't tell anybody about it. But, like, you know, it's something I'm really good at. And
you can send me an NDA.
I have to give you the thing, my lawyer. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo Deedle is his name.
Oh, okay.
You got to get in touch with Bo Deedle.
Oh, yeah. Got any plans for the Christmas holiday?
Lou, so, you know, at BravoCon, I saw you there. I saw you backstage.
Oh, was that you?
Yes.
Oh.
I dyed my hair. It's back to brown, but I went blonde.
That was you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You look great. And the whole family reunion, really nice touch.
Thank you. It's big ratings for us that weekend. But,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, my brother Joe and I, we hugging. We, like, got back. You know, we solved a big family fight. And, you know, now we're friends. So, yay! So, yeah, I'm doing dinner at my house for Christmas Eve, the Feast of the Seven Fishes. What about you?
Oh, yeah. Can I just say I can't believe that I did the Christmas show at BravoCon, but I really wanted to hop on stage with your family and go, in good times, in bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore.
Yes.
That's what family's for.
That's so beautiful. Wait, Luann, I love that. What about Reunited?
Reunited, and it feels so good.
Yes. This is
reunited,
what I'm saying.
Reunited, and it feels so good.
I need like a lighter. And
man,
like,
I feel like a woman.
Oh, a different song. You're the ever-running music bunny.
It's a medley. I did a medley.
Yeah, yeah, I can see.
You know
I love
medley
it.
Is? You ever heard of a medley?
Dorinda medley.
Now you really gotta come out to my show.
I gotta
see. I do
see
a medley.
It.
I do. You know, I go a little into a little Shania Twain, a little Fleetwood Mac. Everybody wants to rule the world. Yeah, you know it. You know that one.
I got to copy what you're saying, and I just say it back. Because I don't know song lyrics. Like,
you should come be a backup singer. I think it changed your life. Cabaret changed my life. That's why I'm on Us Weekly. So you should really come.
I love it. Yeah. Well, yeah. Louis tells me I have a really pretty voice. So I'm like, all right, I need to start singing or something. But I don't know.
That is a good husband. A man who tells you you have a good voice is a good husband.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, are you dating anybody?
I'm dating everybody.
Yeah, yeah, I really, love it.
I got a nice rotation going, and I'm really happy. I really am. You know, I can't complain. The men, you know, they adore me.
The men love Luann.
Yeah. They really do. Gays, straights, they all do.
Everybody. Yeah. I need to maybe look into the French because I've never dated a French man. But I love Louis, you know, like that's my man.
When you get tired, go take a trip to Paris and you let me know how it goes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
You love? Oh, the city of love.
They love. Yeah, I went to Paris like 2 years ago and it was so beautiful. Oh my God.
Where are you photographed at a Starbucks?
Oh, yes. Oh my God. I love Starbucks. We go and I was getting the pink drink because I was like, Gia, I noticed and I missed the pink drink. So we went to Starbucks and then we went to the tower, like the big Eiffel.
Yeah. The Eiffel. Yeah. That's a good one. It's a good tower.
Yeah. It's so pretty with the lights. I was loving it. So.
Oh God, I love it. I love that we're on Us Weekly this week. You know, it's such a teenage space, you know, and they're
so young.
Us old broads in, but we're hotter than the teenagers, so what can we do?
Yeah, you've kept it tight.
I keep it tight. Yeah. You keep it tight too. I loved you blonde.
Thank you. You know, I try to keep it, you know, fresh. So it's tiring. I'm always getting extensions, like cutting it, getting color, so you know.
We should have a song one day about getting our hair done. You know, we do it all the time.
All the time. Yeah, we do. Play it in the beauty salon.
In the beauty salon where we change our hair, we change our life, we change our hair, we change our life, and everything is fine.
I'm going to say, you have a really amazing talent for making songs.
I know.
It's like, I say one thing and you're already thinking, you know? Like, it's amazing, really, yeah.
As a musician, you're kind of always writing.
Yeah, like never stopping.
Never, never, never. Yeah. But unfortunately, we got to stop this episode. But this was so fun, okay. And I hope I get to see you this holiday season.
Yes, I'll have you over to Jersey. You know, I don't know, you're busy, but come
Darling,
over.
Yeah. I always have time to cross that bridge. Okay.
Yeah, good. Come over.
Okay. You text me.
I love you, Lou.
Darling, I love you back. And hey, tell your daughter, be cool. Don't be all uncool.
Yeah.